cloth or the rag you used to dry them with.
Yeah, call that drying cloth.
Yeah, call it a good drying cloth. What about the one you used to wash your face with?
Yeah, we call that the wash rag.
Wash rag. Okay, after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with then?
Bath towel.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people used to buy flour, not in bags, but in big
bags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen people use those to catch water in, maybe, or use those to store water in?
Mighty few that would hold water. Flour bag.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have what we called syrup bag. Now, you could use it, and it'd hold water.
It would hold water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the thing you use to turn on the water pipe there in the kitchen? You call that a
faucet.
Any other names that you ever heard for that?
I don't believe I have.
You ever heard anybody call it a spigot?
Spigot, yeah.
Or a spigot?
Well, I always thought spigot was out in the yard.
A spigot's out in the yard, I see.
Yeah.
And then what if it were on a barrel like that? What would you call that? Just either one?
Either one, I reckon, would do.
Have you ever heard the term hydrant? And what is hydrant?
Well, that would be practically the same thing.
Is that an inside one usually?
Well, it's mostly outside.
Hydrant mostly outside. So a spigot and a hydrant mostly outside. And faucets on the inside. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now you might say, if you get real cold weather, you'd say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes just
froze and busted.
Mm-hmm. Now let's see. What does molasses, say you went and bought some molasses, what would that used to come in?
Well, different things. You buy them in bottles or jars, buckets, stuff like that.
Has anybody ever talk about buying a stand of molasses? You ever heard that term? Not a common term around here.
No, never heard of it.
Okay, say you wanted to put some oil in your car, and you got the oil can out. You might make something like this to pour it in.
Funnel.
Yeah, have your funnel.
Yeah.
And when you were driving horses, you'd use something to urge your horses on.
Whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Horse whoop.
Would you use the same thing for oxen or mules?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go to the store sometimes to get your groceries, they usually put them in what?
A basket.
Mm-hmm. It's usually made out of what?
Some heavy material, like into a wire or rod or
something like that.
Yeah.
And say you bought some fruit or something, they might put it in a small
sack.
Mm-hmm. What's that usually made out of then?
Paper.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other names for sack? Anybody ever call that a bag?
Or bag.
You ever heard it called a poke?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard it called a poke, okay? Now, go ahead.
You won't hear that clock striking home.
That's okay. I don't think I'll bother him too much. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar usually packaged?
Well, I never saw it in anything any larger than a 100-pound sack.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it time have a bale, sugar bale.
Mm-hmm.
It come in about 350 or 400 pound bales.
Mm-hmm. The sugar stack, it was usually made out of
cotton material.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the bag or the sack that potatoes are shipped in?
I call them bag.
Mm-hmm. Or the rough kind of bag, what you have a special name
Tow
for?
Bag.
Mm-hmm. Tow bag?
Yeah.
You ever heard anybody call that a croaker sack?
Croaker sack, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same thing.
Anybody call it burlap sack?
Burlap sack.
And that's still all the same?
It's all the same thing.
Okay. And the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms like this is how much?
I'd just call it a ton.
Ton of wood. Now, say you carry corn, how much would be the most corn you could take like that? Would you call that a turn too?
Yeah.
Turn of corn, something like that? Okay, now. When the light burns out up there, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Mm-hmm. let's see.